Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Jackie Hendry in for Lori Walsh. On Call with the Prairie Doc, you can catch it on SDPB-TV Thursday nights at 7 Central. Dr. Rick Holm is the Prairie Doc. He joins us today to discuss an encore episode about coronary heart disease, German measles, the importance of exercise, a lot to get to today. So Doc Holm, welcome back to In the Moment. Thanks for joining us.
You're very welcome, Jackie.
Okay, let's...
What would you like to talk about? I mean, anything about the heart.
do you know
people who have had heart disease?
I should have a faster answer to that. I don't know for sure. So maybe we should talk about what heart disease is to start with. I know it's one of the number one medical issues we have in our country. So how do we know if maybe we should get something checked out?
Well, you know, the statistics might be bent incorrectly if you look at it, because people at the end of their lives die from something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Could be a blood clot. The most common cause of death, really, in a nursing home, for example, 80% of them die of a blood clot to the leg, to the brain, to the heart, to the kidneys. A blood clot is the end of their lives at the end. But what do you think the doctors fill out a death certificate form with? I mean, something happened. I don't know what it was. I know the heart stopped, and they end up probably falsely calling it heart disease or sudden cardiac event, cause undefined.
Huh.
And so that might skew the statistics a bit. But still, heart disease is a significant problem in our country. You know, there's no question about it. And it's going to be worse as the diabetics associated with obesity that is epidemic here get worse. So I anticipate we'll see more and more heart disease, particularly related to obesity, a lot from sleep apnea and those kinds of things that bring on heart disease.
Interesting.
But I would say coronary disease is probably the most, the most powerful, the most common cause of heart disease.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand what coronary disease is?
I don't. Walk me through that, please.
Well, the coronary arteries are the arteries that feed the heart itself. So the heart is not fed oxygen and nutrition from the blood within the chambers. It has to have its separate blood vessels.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting that all the blood vessels of the body are fed during the time that the ventricle squeezes. That's called systole. But what happens is, you know, that's during a time that they couldn't, you know, the heart cells could not be receiving oxygen or nutrition. They have to receive their nutrition during diastole. And it's when the heart relaxes, the aortic valve slams shut, and all of the elasticity of the arteries of the body push back, and the blood flow wants to go backwards. It comes back to the heart, and it goes down the coronary arteries, feeding the heart during the relaxation phase of the heart. Isn't that amazing? It always blows me away to think about it anytime I talk about it.
The complexity is just astounding, and that's just one piece of the puzzle of the body.
Yeah, just one little piece, but the feeding of the heart with blood flow with the coronary arteries during the relaxation phase of the heart is just an amazing physiological accomplishment.
Huh.
And there's blockage that can occur over time in the arteries, just like blockage can occur to any other organ in our body. And that blockage, the flow becomes obstructed and people get chest pain or may not. And then the blockage occurs from a blood clot, and then the blood flow to that segment of the heart is lost. And that segment goes through a phase of severe pain and suffering and lack of function, and then it gets replaced by scar tissue. And so scar tissue doesn't squeeze like heart tissue does. And so that's the story of a heart attack.
Oh. What are some of the most common risk factors when we're looking at coronary heart disease?
I think the most common risk factor is eating too much.
Hmm.
The second most common is not exercising much enough. The third risk factor, which I think is still bigger than what everybody talks about, and that is lipids. At the third risk factor is not being connected, not having friends, not having an active life, not being interested, just sitting on the couch, suffering alone. Aloneness and sadness is a huge risk factor for coronary artery disease and artery disease all over the body.
No kidding.
Lipids, family history, you can't do anything about that.
Sure.
Lipids are a factor, but a minor one. And, of course, pharmaceutical industries have made that the biggest one, because you can take my pill and it'll reduce the lipids. But that particular aspect does not hold a candle to changing your lifestyle of a regular exercise program and eating fewer calories.
So what advice do you have for someone who, say, maybe just someone like me with largely a desk job, and I'm trying to figure out the best way to incorporate just a little more exercise into my day? What are some safe ways to kind of just start incorporating more exercise into my lifestyle to help me prevent this stuff down the line?
Right. You get the most bang for your buck for walking 20 minutes every day. I mean, brisk as you can tolerate, 20-minute, one-mile walk. I just did my one-mile walk. You know, they show that if you walk 3 miles a day, every day of the week, you reduce your risk factor for death like 38%. Are you still with me?
Yes, I'm following. I'm I'm taking notes, actually.
good for you. If you walk just 1 mile, that's 6 blocks away from your house, then 6 blocks back, 1 mile, you know, 20 minutes, that gives you the advantage of a 32% reduction.
Ooh.
So, I mean, the bang for your buck comes with walking a mile a day. If everybody tried to walk that mile a day every day as the first thing they have to do for themselves, you know, for their best long-term good, you would see a huge reduction in heart disease in this country.
Wow. So we only have about a minute left. We had a really short time with you today, Doc Holm, but maybe what should viewers look forward to in tonight's Encore episode? What's something you really want to drive home when it comes to maybe the changes in treating heart disease?
Well, one of the things is heart rhythm concerns, and atrial fibrillation or fibrillation is one of the things that we need to be aware of. Remember, sleep apnea is a real big factor here. So make sure if you start and stop breathing in the night, or your spouse notices that, really that's how it happens, get to it. Get to the doctor and get the right thing done.
Right. On Call with the Prairie Doc, catch it tonight and most Thursday nights at 7 Central on SDPB-TV. Dr. Holm, thanks for joining us once again. Really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Thank you.